I'm going to invite you to find a comfortable seat, bearing in mind that my internet connection may be a little shaky throughout this meditation, but I hope it's going to be fine. So whenever you cannot hear me, all I will invite you to do is just to come back, focusing on your breath. Nostrils, feeling your breath go. Going down in your solar plexus. Further down the inside of your belly. And really taking that deep inhale, feeling your belly expanding, feeling diving deeper into the seat you're sitting on, and breathing out anything and everything you no longer need. Today's meditation is called Awakening Our Heart. By choosing that title, I'm definitely not implying that your heart is not woken up yet, but I'm just going to invite more compassion-based practices that soften our heart, that are making us able to feel more compassion for the fear we may be experiencing, or the unknown and uncertainty we might be living in at the moment. Also experiencing more compassion for your others in your household or for your neighbors. Really using your breath first as a tool to come back to presence. And then as a tool to soften or calm down your nervous system. I keep talking about our nervous system, but the more wired we're going to feel and worked out, the more our fear is going to start running our entire body and mind. And though it's normal to experience fear, fear has wisdom and it's intelligent. We do not want to let fear run our entire body or system, because then it bypasses any signal of resting, digesting, restoration, and clarity for our body and our mind. Hence, this practice enables us to feel whatever is, whether it's joy, fear, pain, sorrow, whatever it is that you feel. Your heart is big enough to carry it all. A Buddhist nun, Pema Chodron, said the most difficult times for many of us are the ones we give ourselves. So yes, we are going through difficult times, but the way we work with our mind is our doorway to always make things worse, buying into the stories, feeding oil to fire, letting a sympathetic nervous system take over the show so that we really start acting like a headless chicken. Or though we can still feel the same amount of pain or fear, we can choose to work with our breath. We can choose to calm down. We can choose to feel our feet on the ground and to sit, even though we want to move, even though we have longings to take action and to behave in ways that are not necessarily nourishing. So right now, with every breath, I'm inviting you to call in more nourishment, more grounding, more acceptance, more compassion, and less judgment for yourself and others. So using your breath, remembering that outside noise is just like our thoughts. It's gonna creep in. We can't control it. All we can do is choose how we respond to it. Taking that inhale, coming back to the present moment, to what is, and choosing to show up in a way again and again that will be mostly nourishing for ourselves. So if you feel called to put a hand on your heart, as we're gonna start our, today we're gonna do a meditation called Kunlun, which is again Tibetan based, which means breathing in the pain and the suffering of the world and breathing out our joy into the world. So even if you do not feel joy right now, I'm sure you have an ounce of it inside of you. So I'm inviting you, if you feel called again, put your hands in prayer, bowing to all your cells, to your body, or to put your hand or hands on your heart, one hand, left hand on the heart, right hand on the belly, taking that inhale. And as you breathe in, remembering that everything and everyone is interconnected. The pain sometimes of what you feel belongs to others, to our collective, and so will your joy. So as you breathe in the suffering of those around you, I'm inviting you to visualize that pain literally coming into your system and being demolished, dismantled, as it enters your body. And as you breathe out, I'm inviting you to visualize the joy, the liveliness, the liveness that you have inside of you to be poured into the world, straightly going to the ones who need it the most. Visualizing this joy, going the ones towards the ones who suffer, and breathing in their pain, breathing out your joy. Breathing in that pain. Breathing out your joy. You hear a vacuum cleaner in the background now? Just visualize as you breathe in a vacuum cleaner literally sucking in everything and anything that people no longer need. Take in their pain. And as it gets dismantled inside of you, breathe out your joy. Even if it makes no sense to you, it will soften your heart, it will quiet your mind. And we always say that one of the most amazing medicine is to give with all our heart. And Tonglen is a practice where we give. Going back to your breath, breathing in the pain of others, breathing out your joy, your well-being, your health. Breathing in. Do not be afraid to breathe in their sorrow and their fear. And do not be afraid to give away your joy and your health. Sorry for the noise. Staying with your breath, going back to it, breathing in the pain, the fear, the sorrow, the uncertainty, the loss, the longing. Breathing out your joy, your health, your livelihood, your abundance and your love. Breathing in. And breathing out. Breathing in. And breathing out. What if separation was only in our head, in our mind? What if truly there was no such a thing as being separate from one another? We were somehow interconnected beyond our mind, imagination, or beyond what our eyes can see. This interconnection is energy based and is there regardless of what we decide. So I'm going to invite you to take one last deep inhale, breathing in the pain, the sorrow, the longings, the fears, the grief and the sadness of others. And breathing out your joy, your livelihood, your abundance, your aliveness. I thank you again for your patience. I thank you again for taking the time to show up. If you want more of that, I'm online every morning on Brussels time, Central European time, 9:30 a.m. The Zoom link is on my website. Wishing you safety, wishing you health, and wishing you a quiet mind and awakened heart. Thank you again.